It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Dancing in the pocket. Throwing to the end zone. For Edelman. Ball's tipped and it lands incomplete. With 14 seconds to go. Brady in a seated position. Knocked down after the throw, will be helped to his feet to walk to the far side and then to head back home in the wake of another loss on the road. And the Patriots about to fall to 9-5, and the Steelers with, in essence, a must-win victory. They came in on a three-game losing skid. The Ravens bearing down on them in the AFC North.
Worst part about it, two gross losses in the month of December as you're closing out a year with two layups left at the end of the year.
Coming on 4:04 in the afternoon, Maz says, what are we forgetting about this Steelers matchup?
They beat you last year and you scored 10 points.
Last year is what we're forgetting. So Maz is going to remind us.
I just say, you know, again, that game, I understand the thing turned after it, but they went into Pittsburgh after that debacle in Miami. They scored 10 points. Brady threw a horrendous pick on the second to last possession of the game. Then they got down to, I think it was the 11-yard line, and had a holding penalty, and then Brady threw three straight incompletions into the end zone to end the game.
And was ducking out of non-pressure.
I mean, and the other variable that we all forget, Josh Gordon did get on the field at the end of the game, and that was the last we saw of him.
And he did not get on the field. He was taken out.
Right.
He was taken out at the end.
Right. So that was, you know, there was a lot that happened in that game that you know, left marks, at least we thought at the time. Then they turned it around. They played a little bit better down the stretch, or a lot better down the stretch, albeit against garbage teams. And then they hit San Diego in the face, and everything changed. So, but that game in Pittsburgh, like, as much as I generally believe a lot that we've talked about with the Steelers this week, I think Tomlin can't coach. I think Roethlisberger stopped caring about 3 or 4 years ago. And I think that Pittsburgh's dumb and will probably do something dumb to blow the game. They did beat the Patriots last year, and they held them to 10 points. So I sort of look at it and say, for all the good things we've talked about with the Patriots, is their passing game better or worse now than it was then?
I'd say it's on par.
So I would say that's what I say, about the same. Was it good in that game?
No. And in the offensive line, at least as of right now on paper, it feels like it would be worse. And so this is my concern, because I do believe in that Steelers front seven and their ability to get the quarterback. And the other thing, and Paul Perillo, I think, mentioned it in his appearance yesterday, that was the high for the year for the Patriots with penalties in that game. It was
14.
14, and a lot of them were up front. Holds. It was 5 false starts, an illegal formation penalty, and 4 holding penalties. And there was 5 in the fourth quarter, you know, of those 14 penalties. So now you get some new faces up there. Like, that to me feels like that could be a problem.
And these are all valid points. I think they're all come to fruition. I have no worry about the game if I'm the Patriots or I'm a Patriots fan, because I've seen the Steelers have personnel advantages over you in various ways throughout the years.
And they can't do a damn thing about it.
The coaching staff isn't smart enough to take advantage of it. They're not. And whatever their strength is, you will have accounted for. You're going to come up with something that they're not ready for. They won't be able to adjust in game. And I've said it all week, that we're going to show up Monday morning and say, can you believe Mike Tomlin never adjusted to that? They let the Patriots do X all game long and never adjusted, because the Pittsburgh coaching staff is not That's just not what they are and not what they do. And I've never seen the Steelers under Tomlin, hell, under Cowher. I mean, but that maybe that's being a little strong. But at least under Tomlin, come in here and give you a hard time. They've given you a hard time a couple times in their building. They've never done it here.
No, that's totally fair.
And so, I mean, so listen, I just don't know how that's going to start now.
Well, I don't. I told you, I don't have a lot of faith.
Is Tomlin going to have a full frontal cranial, replacement? You get a brain replacement? Be a different guy? Is he all of a sudden going to figure it out? He's been figured out for 13 years.
I don't have a lot of faith in the Steelers in this game either. I'm just telling you, I don't think this might be more of a case of Pittsburgh not being able to win the game. And as a result, the Patriots will win it. I just don't know how good the Patriots are going to be. Now, look, I believe in some of the intangibles in this game. The banner's going up. There'll be emotion in the building. You know, there's a lot of things that I like in the Patriots' favor. Would you say the number was down to 5.5?
Yes, sir.
Started at 7.5.
That's according to the Boston Herald.
Okay, at 7.5, I would take Pittsburgh. At 5.5, I call it a kind of a coin toss. You know, that one's a coin flip to me. So I like the under, but I think this is like a one-possession game. It's a six-point game.
Okay, we can weigh in on the game, on the stuff from last night, which we'll circle back to and reset. We had some Red Sox thoughts as well. All of it on the board with your calls. Derek in the car, lead us off this hour. Hi.
Hey, guys. So I was wondering who you guys think this weekend, defense-wise, who's going to step up and show they're really worth it. And I want to know what you guys think about Chase Winovich. Is he going to get time? And if he does, how much time is he going to get? Thank you, guys.
So it feels like he's...
He just feels like a third down specialist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but I'd just be looking for your pass rush. You know, again, Roethlisberger will hold it. He'll hold it. He'll stay in the pocket all day long, let you hit him, let guys drag off of him, hang off of him. And I know the way to play him is to mush rush him and not really blitz, but the Pats have gotten really good with all these games and stunts and amoeba fronts and blah, 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 so they don't even have to technically blitz to create these pressures. And that's what I'd expect, whether it's Bennett or Winovich or Van Noy or whatever, their pass rush.
Yeah, I'd go after him. I don't think he moves like he used to. I mean, and if you get him now, like, I'm not sure he's the same guy he was in that way. So, you know what? I'd go get him. Go get him, because you know what? If you can get him to move now, I think that's a pick waiting to happen.
Jeff in Marlboro, what do you got for us today?
Hey, guys. So, yesterday you guys were talking about Brady's playoff performance last year, and it sounded like you guys thought he was mediocre, he wasn't that great, and I was just curious, what makes you think that he was like, well, what metrics are you basing that off of?
Metrics? I don't know. My eyeballs? He was good. They were all good in against L.A. So everything worked against L.A. In Kansas City, he threw two interceptions, easily could have thrown three. And in the Super Bowl, they had 3 points in the fourth quarter before they scored a late touchdown.
It was like 20 degrees in Kansas City. He did throw for 350 yards.
I don't care about yards. He was good. Look, he was good with his money. With the money on the table, he was good. He was a winning performance. I'm not telling you he sucked, but I also wouldn't say that was some sort of all-time classic performance, like he was surgical or anything. He wasn't surgical in that game.
No, I just think people put too much emphasis on touchdown passes. It's just like such a meaningless stat. I mean, they had 5 touchdowns against San Diego, 5 against the Chiefs. Overall in the playoffs, they had 11. And I know he only had 2 touchdown passes, but like those 9 rushing touchdowns, they were mainly within 10 yards. Like they were getting down the field because of Brady in the passing offense, not the running game.
Not against Kansas City, they weren't.
And they scored 13 points against the Rams. So what? They didn't do anything offensively against the Rams. Like that's the Ram. Nothing on offense worked.
They trucked the Chiefs. They trucked them. Kansas City was roadkill.
I'm not telling
in
you,
that game.
I'm not telling you Brady sucked. I'm just saying, against Kansas City, his rating was 77.1 with 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. And one of those interceptions was just a hellacious, ridiculous ball in the end zone. And then he throws an interception in the first pass of the Super Bowl. And the offense puts 3 points on the board until there's, 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter? I just don't think those were vintage Brady performances. They were winning performances. He threw some great balls when he needed to. But outside of that LA game where everything they did worked, I think he was, you know, by his standards, sort of pedestrian.
The vintage Brady was the fourth quarter in OT at KC.
Yes.
That completely changed the narrative on the game.
But again, you know, could have easily had an interception in there as well.
Sure. Yep.
So that's what we say about last year. We've got Brian and Swampscott following up on Maz's Mookie Betts point. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Before I get to my point, I just want to say, Felger, I'm a big fan of Elizabeth Hopkins as well, and the jet ski picture was fabulous, my friend. Guess that might have been the one.
Well, give me something else to go look up, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, that wasn't it. Well, I got to keep investigating then. so it's more, I guess, for Maz. Maz, is the feeling around the Red Sox, do they not believe in Betts, or do they just not want to pay him? Because he's getting hot, and I almost feel like they're looking for an excuse not to sign him, and they're hoping, like, well, you know, we don't want to go like Pedroia contract here, you know, so we're just not going to pay him. Do they not believe in him, or do they just not want to pay the guy?
No, Brian, I think they believe in the player. And when I say I believe in him, they don't think he's Mike Trout because he's not. But
they'd sign him yesterday if he'd sign on the dotted line.
They offered him 8 years and $200 million not too long ago. You don't offer that to someone you don't believe in.
Peter Gammons reported that the Red Sox are willing to give him the money and sign him to the contract, but they have their doubts that he wants to be here.
So that's the bigger thing to me is I think they looked at it and said, we've tried. He's resisted. And then people have talked about this. I don't know if you heard any of it. Shaughnessy mentioned it today again in the midday show, and I went and read it. In Alex Spear's book that just came out, when Mookie came up in 2014, the veterans were all over him. So apparently that left a bad taste in his mouth. You know, he feels like... I know.
These millennial Red Sox, Murray. Seriously. Oh.
Do you want some interesting updates on them?
They were hard on me as a rookie. You've got to be kidding me.
And you're over there still believing in them. No, I still believe they're so good on paper. This from Ian Brown, who just tweeted a minute ago. Michael Chavis, where would they be without him this season, had a setback with his oblique. The rest of the season is in jeopardy. David Price, what? Felt discomfort in his wrist yesterday. He won't pitch Friday, so the Red Sox will go with bullpen days Friday and Saturday against the Yankees.
Bullpen days. Red Sox-Yankee games are 4 hours to begin with. Never mind you introducing bullpen days when you have a 17-man bullpen. Wait till you see these tractor pulls this weekend.
I want to know more about this David Price injury. I want someone to ask some questions over there. He's got a cyst in his wrist. So what does that mean?
He quit.
Well,
see, I'm with Murray. Because in his wrist. So is he going to tear a ligament in his wrist or something? Or does he just have pain and discomfort in there?
And didn't he have a wrist thing last year from the carpal tunnel from the video games?
Sounds right.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He had a wrist problem last year from the Fortnite.
Yeah, so what I would say...
And now he's got another wrist thing, but it's a cyst?
Because I have the cyst that's on my wrist. Yeah, that's right. That's what he has. It's called quit. That's what he did.
So I'm with Murray. If it's an elbow and you tell me, like, you know, he can't throw... Fine. Then I get it. You're risking injury. A wrist. Shoot that mother up and get out there. You're fighting for a playoff spot.
Okay, we'll reset some of our thoughts on those Patriots. I was going to say documentaries, but documentaries are generally on the level. So that's not what happened last night with the Do Your Job in America's game. But we'll reset our thoughts on that. A big part of it, of course, as always, any Patriots production has to include no one believed us. So there was plenty of that, them proving their doubters wrong. Boy, what an original storyline that was. I'm sure glad they came up with something new on those. Oh, wow. Rob Parker and Max Kellerman. That's original programming for you right there. But guess who has just joined the doubter train? Guess? A2? You would not believe who has thrown his hat in the ring on the Patriots doubter train. We'll give that to you right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap for Brady. Dancing in the pocket. Throwing to the end zone. For Edelman. Ball's tipped and it lands incomplete with 14 seconds to go. Brady in a seated position. Knocked down after the throw. Will be held.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Second and goal from the 16. Snap to Brady. Stands in. Pressured. Throws a high lob to the near side. It's up for grabs and it's going to be intercepted by Hayden if he came down in bounds. He leaps over two Patriots and he lands inside the four. And a turnover. For the Steelers to celebrate, posing for a picture in the end zone. And meanwhile, Julian Edelman rises limping away from the play for the Patriots. Yep. Brady was pressured. He tossed it high in
Edelman's
the air.
Edelman's down. Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
And Julian Edelman has gone down on all fours as we take the timeout midway through the fourth quarter. 14-10 Pittsburgh.
So there's that interception that Maz was talking about earlier from last year's Pittsburgh game. All right, who's new on the hater train? And I he's not a hater, but this will upset some people.
What a Benedict Arnold.
Tommy Kern. Not a member of the cartel, but, you know, a member of the longstanding Patriots reporter. Member of the Patriots family, I think. I consider him a member of the Patriots family, don't you? So NBC Sports Boston had their expert picks, staff predictions for the season. This is a really hard-hitting crew. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Phil Perry. So, Super Bowl predictions.
I saw this go.
Phil Perry, Patriots over Saints. Michael Holly, Patriots over Saints. Matt Castle, who I guess is joining NBC Sports Boston this year. Yep. Matt Castle, going to be at pre and post. Matt Castle.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Patriots over Saints. Ted Johnson, Patriots over Seahawks. DJ Bean, Patriots over Eagles. This is like, we literally here have become a Saturday Night Live skit.
The Pats.
Dicka. Okay? I mean, we've become basically a mockery of ourselves.
The super fans, yeah.
DJ Bean, Ted Johnson, Matt Castle, Mike Holly, Phil Perry. Pats over Eagles, Pats over Seahawks, Pats over Saints, Pats over Saints, Pats over Saints. Pats. Brady Belichick, Pats.
Where were the Super Bowl? Brady, Pats.
Okay? We've become a mockery of ourselves.
Bill versus Godzilla. Who wins? Bill.
Tommy Curran predicts Chiefs over Rams.
How dare he?
Oh, that's just like a breath of fresh air through the halls of NBC Sports Boston. Not just that. He does have the Patriots making the AFC title game, but he has them on the road in Kansas City and Kansas City winning. Here's where Tommy Curran,
goes to another level.
This is where he does his job. Surprise Patriots storyline. So he has to come up with a surprise. This is like... you know, you do a segment where they ask you for a bold prediction and you say something bold and crazy and they go, well, that's bold and crazy. That's crazy. I'm like, yeah, that's the name of the segment. You're supposed to come up with something bold and crazy. It's like, why are you yelling at me? The whole name of the segment is bold prediction. So I give you something bold and off the grid. I don't think it's going to happen. They said, come up with something. Bleh! You thought, bleh! Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, bold prediction. Yeah, they won't cover the spread against Pittsburgh.
Surprise Patriots storyline, bold prediction. Kern says, this shouldn't be a surprise, but folks will act like it is. The offense struggles terribly while the defense plays out of its mind. A 7-6 record heading into week 13. They'll need to win their final three games to win the AFC East, and they do. He has them. It'll really be week 14 because there's a bye in there, but he has the Patriots going 7-6. 7-6 over their first 13 games. I ask you, where are those six losses coming?
Good question.
I'm all for a different opinion. Lord knows we need it.
You want to tell me like 8-5 or 9-4, I might give you.
Well, okay. Steelers, they could lose that game. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Week 2's at Miami. Normally, I would say Bears a loss, or easily I could give you a loss.
I mean, that team could be 0-16 this year.
That team is in full tank mode.
Yeah, they're a mess. They got nobody.
I can't fathom you losing to a team that is basically a 4A team at this point. They've traded most of their good players.
I mean, they have.
So I don't know, like, not this year. I don't feel the Miami trap is coming this year. Then your home Jets.
He has the Jets making the playoffs. So maybe that's a loss to him.
Okay, so are you 1-2 there? You lose to the Steelers, you lose to the Jets. Now you're 1-2.
They're not going
to
be 1-2.
At the Bills? Are you 1-3? Is that a loss? Are you 2-2 after there? Have you lost the Steelers and at Buffalo? At the Redskins is next. You're not losing to that bum team. They suck. So now is that 2 or 3? Okay, home Giants on Thursday night? I mean, maybe the night, if Tom Coughlin were still there and all things being equal, on a Sunday night, they come in and nip you in a national team. Thursday night?
Yeah, to Fritz the Cat.
Then you're at the Jets. And then now here's the portion of the schedule. Home Browns, at Ravens, at Philly, home Dallas, at Houston, home KC. There are some losses in there.
Yeah, there's that five-game stretch where three are on the road. You go to Baltimore, you go to Philly. There's a tough stretch in there.
So there's some losses in there. Six of them. I mean, and even Tom knows. The way you fit at Cincy, home Buffalo, home Miami. I mean, please, take December off.
Really? Yeah. Brady should play left-handed in those games.
Like, that's pointless. But you're 7-6 until those three games? You're a 500 ball club till you get to that home stretch?
No way.
I just don't see it.
Look, again, in worst-case scenario, you might be able to talk me into 8-5. You want to say that they lose to Pittsburgh and then go 2-4 in that six-game stretch. They lose at Baltimore. They lose at Philly. Like, okay, fine. Like, but what's that, 11-5? They're not going to be 7-6. 7-6 is like suck. I know it's only one game difference, but to me, that one game is huge. And honestly, I don't even believe 8-5. I think worst case, like at that stage, they'll be 9-4. 13 games in, they're going to lose four times. The Pats? No, not this year.
Okay, but boy, is that a photo gallery? What do they call those things again?
One of those slideshows.
Slideshows. Boy, did that slideshow need Curran there.
Or a gallery.
Thank God.
Just write a real column. God, I hate slideshows.
I know. The show, it's all about the clicks.
Back to your phones. Paul and Blackstone on the Patriots doubters, and now you can include Curran on the list. Go ahead, Paul.
Listen, Mike, so I was listening to you talk. It was about an hour ago since you guys said it, but you made a point to say, like, okay, now we're sitting down at the kiddie table when we say that there was a bunch of folks out in the media who doubted the Patriots. Well, sure. The Patriots players and the folks who spun that narrative, they selectively chose exactly what it was they wanted to listen to and how they wanted to spin that messaging. That is exactly what the Felger and Maz program does when you guys like to needle at the green teamers. Or when you like to sit there and poke at people who say the AFC East isn't a crazy advantage for the Patriots. Most rational fans aren't like the green teamers that you guys like to make fun of. And they're not the big babies who say that the AFC East isn't a huge advantage every year. But because you guys like to spin that messaging, takes like that, where people are rational, they're not sexy. They're not something you can grab onto. So you sit there and you wait for the one dopey caller, and then you make all of us sound like dinks because of that one message. It is exactly what you all do.
Touche, Paul. Not bad. Not bad by you. It sounds familiar. It does. I mean, that's certainly what the Patriots do. Everyone doubts us. No one believes in us. No one believes in you. You were favored. No one believes in you. But Rob Parker certainly thought you sucked. Yet the other seven guys on the panel all picked you. But no one believes us. Is that what we do with the green team callers? We get the one green teamer with the green thong underwear who play, and then we spin all the green teamers into that?
See, I would say no. I would say we do that to every caller.
It's not a bad point by the caller. I can see what he's driving at. Steve in Somerville, what do you got, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I actually was kind of going to say what Tommy Curran said. I think the Patriots defense is really going to be the stabilizing force this year. I mean, I look at the personnel, and I think it's the best personnel we've had on defense on every level in years. And I look at the offense, and I watch those stupid documentaries, whatever the hell you want to call them, on TV last night. And even the players said that themselves on, you know, when they started slow on offense last year, they were playing more of a spread offense, and then they, you know, went to more of a ground and pound. And I just don't know how they're going to do that this year with no David Andrews, missing our swing tackle, and then not having any tight ends. So it's going to be Brady, you know, relying on Josh Gordon, who can he play eight games? Demaryius Thomas, can he even stay on the field and run more than two routes? Like, I don't know, man. It's gonna be really questionable on offense. I think the defense is gonna have to pull its weight big time.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for the call. I'm surprised people aren't, you know, are running game people, are running back people. Where are all those running game people and the running back people? I mean, can't you just ground and pound? Your running game was terrific last year, and when they went to it at the end of the year, again, we watched last night. When they went to it last year, it changed the whole season, won them a championship. I mean, kind of ish. You score 13 points in the Super Bowl, I'd say your defense won you a championship, but, I mean, work with me. I mean, the running game was a big part of it. You added another good young running back. So why can't you just run to win?
Okay, so what was the key to the running game last year?
The key to the running game last year was that Devlin, the fullback, and the offensive line.
I'm with Murray. I say the offensive line.
Well, I was going to say also, and again, just watching last night, how they went big against smaller fronts. So Gronkowski's included in that.
Absolutely.
And I hesitate to say Dwayne Allen, but, you know, apparently... and so they had a big physical offensive line, and they would get these light defenses. They'd have Gronk out there. They'd have Devlin out there, and they'd run right at it.
I mean, I'm with you, Murray. I think it was the line. Because how many times did we sit here and say, look at the hole that Sony Michel has?
Okay, so where are all the Michelists? Where are all the running back people?
Well, I'm a little concerned about the offensive line, and there was a sequence in the Do Your Job thing from last night where they talk about the one drive the Patriots have in the Super Bowl. When they're talking about Michelle going in for the touchdown, David Andrews, Bill Belichick says, look at this block by Andrews. He gets to the second level of the defense. Like that, you know, Andrews is steady Eddie there. I think that's a big loss for them. So Ted Karras, all right, he's been there, but David Andrews has done a hell of a job here since he came into the league. I'm concerned about him more than anything else.
People forget, too, they didn't run the ball great in the Super Bowl. The numbers look better than they were because they patted it on at the end.
They didn't do anything great in the Super Bowl offensively.
Yeah, they did not. So the Rams bottled them up there. I mean, the Rams' defensive line was a problem in that game for them. And then late, it opened up a little bit because they had been on the field a long time.
And they started throwing. Well, again, if you saw it, they were throwing out of those big running formations. They were throwing against linebacker, blah, blah, blah. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's when they took the lead.
They went to the air.
Right, but then after they took the lead, they were able to run a little bit more effectively.
Yep.
So I just think, you know, to me, the offense could have some grinding to do on Sunday night.
Okay, again, the Do Your Job documentary, I hesitate to call it documentary, and the America's Game, our lead takeaway from that comes your way right after Murray's update and the latest on Antonio Brown.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josh, glad you didn't go to Indianapolis. Start with that. All right. It's going to be a fun night. In all seriousness, you know, I just can't say how appreciative I am for the opportunity to be the head coach here. I know it's, look, I've told you, it's not easy to play for me. Thanks to everybody for their support, dedication, and sacrifice. You know what? In the end, it's worth it.
6 championship rings. It's hard to fathom. But when 2 of the best coaches in the NFL work on the same staff, the impossible becomes reality.
Hey, Josh.
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 Yeah.
Even more amazing is that Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels have been together for every single one of those Super Bowl victories.
I love you, buddy.
Now, for the first time, Belichick and McDaniels provide personal insight into their relationship.
And that's how the Do Your Job special opened last night. I knew I was in for it right then and there. Right then and there. Uh-oh, here we go. Did you hear the line there? So it starts with Bill Belichick at the ring ceremony. Thank you, Josh, for not going to Indianapolis. Let's start there. And then the voiceover guy comes on. Jimmy, can you just roll back to that part again, please, right after the ring ceremony?
But when 2 of the best coaches in the NFL work on the same staff...
When 2 of the best coaches in the NFL work on the same staff, who's he referring to? Who else do they have on the staff here? Is Bill Walsh on the staff?
You know, Lombardi.
When 2 of the best coaches in the NFL work on the same staff?
Scarnecchia?
What is it? And when I heard that, I said, here we go.
When Bill Belichick and a coach who once took Tim Tebow in the first round of the NFL draft, like, come on, that's what a sell job this was.
What a sell job.
Although, you know what? Given the bums who are out there, it might be true. But anyway.
It is. The state of head coaching is so bad. Josh might. It's true. I take Josh over a lot of the head coaches in the league right now, most of them. But that doesn't mean I say he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. That's absurd. When 2 of the best coaches in the NFL work on the same staff, you knew right then and there you were in for it. And boy, were you in for it. This was a Josh McDaniels infomercial is what this thing was. And, well, we've discussed why. Let me give you one more snippet before we discuss why. Here's Belichick and Jimmy, I think this is number 6, describing Josh's role in their relationship. There's another whopper in here.
It's hard for me to imagine somebody being a better role model and a better leader for a young coach. He gives you responsibility, and then he lets you do your job.
I give him a little bit of input, but 90 to 95% is his plan, his vision. Rarely do we see things that differently. But sometimes there'll be, you know, things that I'll suggest, and sometimes he'll say, you know, I think that'd be great, and sometimes he'll say, you know, I don't really think this is the right time for us to do that. Maybe it'll have, you know, and here's the reason why. And he's usually right.
You can stop there. So 90 to 95% is Josh McDaniels. 90 to 95%. Bill says every now and then I'll say, well, maybe we should do this here. And he'll say, you know, it's probably not the right time. And he's usually right. So Bill will come with an idea. Josh will say, no, that's wrong. And Josh usually ends up being right. Do you believe that one?
No, of course not.
After installing 95% of the game plan is his?
And the other thing is that ultimately I look at that comment as Bill stroking himself. Because frankly, you know, McDaniels was spawned out of Belichick's rib, for crying out loud. He was totally reared by him. I'm not kidding. I mean, he raised him. Right? He did. He raised him along. And I meant reared in the
I understand.
Way.
I understand. Go.
So... So he did. He brought him along like in some way. I think it was Bill saying, well, I taught him so well, I never disagree with him.
Well, that other thing, there was another line in that opening cut that I played you where they say they've been together for every Super Bowl win, saying like they, including 2001 when Josh, I think, was cleaning toilets. He was technically on the staff. He was a personnel assistant, which means what you do is the coaches come in, you're in some back room, they chuck film at you and say, cut this up and give me all the tight end plays. And your job is to, you're a video editor. You're not a football coach. You're a low-level editor.
Cleaning up cups with dip spit in them and
all picking
that kind
of stuff. Picking up prospects at the airport, exactly. That's what he's doing.
I literally Wikipedia'd this on my coach when they said that. I was like, wait, no, that's not true. So the first one? But sure enough, yeah, personnel assistant.
Now all of a sudden, trusted, you know, confidant for all six Super Bowl championships, going back to 2001, 95% of the game plan, two of the best coaches in the NFL. I said, you know, do you have to lay it on so thick?
Oh, yeah. No. He is now to Belichick what Belichick was to Parcells.
Why do we have to go to the full-on bullcrap? Like, again, do you think you're doing this for kids or children?
Yep.
Or some fantasy land? You're talking to adults. He's been here a long time, and he's a key member of the staff, and he's pretty good at what he does, and he has a fair amount of autonomy because he's been here so long. All fair, all makes sense, but they just can't do that. Now it's, he's been there from the first championship. He installs 95% of the game plan. Whenever Bill comes up with something and he turns it down, he's usually right, and he's one of the best, two of the best coaches in the NFL on one staff. So they've got to go all the way to the full sell job. So I ask again, why? Why'd the Patriots do that?
I mean, to me, this was all about rehabilitating McDaniel's image. That thing with Indy a couple of years ago, when he bailed out of that job, that's a bad look. And again, I'm sorry, because I think when something like that happens, people look at it and say, oh, yeah, and let's not forget what he did at Denver, too. So I know in your mind that people look at Denver and they say irrelevant. I think after Indy, Denver was relevant again. I think it all came back.
So why are they so interested in doing him a solid and rehabbing his image? Why do they care?
Because Bill's sticking around.
And I think that...
But so fine. Bill's sticking around, but why is it in their interest to pump up McDaniels?
Because they talked him out of taking the last job.
Because they're doing him a solid. They're doing him a solid. They said, we know when you came back and you jumped off the plane to Indy to take our job, that hurt your reputation. We're going to help you build it back. So they're just being mensches about the thing, is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. They owe him. I mean, they owe him because the idea was, you know, maybe he thought at that time that they're bringing me back. They want me to be the successor. And now Bill's going to stay longer. And now they kind of hosed him. So now they got to do the opposite. They got to help him out and rehabilitate his image.
They don't have to, but maybe they're taking it upon themselves.
And I think they're just setting up Patriots fans with Bill's blessing, because that's what this really was, in part, this McDaniels promotional piece, that he's going to be the guy that ultimately replaces Bill someday. So, you know, and it's a job where it feels obvious, like, you know, you don't want to be the guy after the guy because you're set up to fail. But no, Josh McDaniels does 95%, 90 to 95% of the offense here. I just, you know, sprinkle in a little spice here and there, but he has my blessing to be the next guy. So don't worry about it, Patriots fans. This was about McDaniels being the next head coach of this team.
I mean, we had a caller earlier in the day say something about Josh, and he spoke in, and I don't remember who it was. He spoke in almost a reverential tone about McDaniels. And I'm thinking to myself, that might be how we look at him here, or at least some people do. You think the rest of the league looks at him that way? You think the rest of the league looks at him as, again, son of Belichick? And, you know, did Tom Brady make Josh McDaniels, or the other way around? Like, I think the rest of the league looks at him and says, he's had Tom Brady as his coach and Belichick as his quarterback and Belichick as his head coach.
Okay, so the Patriots turned last night into a McDaniels promotional piece. Why? You have a thought? Take that and your Patriots thoughts, whatever you want. Long commercial-free segment being next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick could retire today and lay claim to the greatest coach in NFL history.
You know, I'll be excited to be there in Canton when he goes in 5 years after he's done, you know, coaching, whenever that is, which will probably be a long time from now.
Love Josh, his family. You know, Laura's kids, like, they're always very supportive. I've learned a lot from him. He has a perspective that's valuable for me to understand.
Whatever my future holds, I know this, the best thing for me to do is do the best I can here, right now, with him, with Tom, with this team, with the staff we have, with the organization, for Mr. Kraft, and I think things will work out the right way as they're supposed to.
I think that's remarkable in and of itself that they let Josh talk about his future there. I mean, really? There have been past Do Your Job documentaries where they've given a lot of love to the assistants, where the staff, like a couple of years ago, I think the staff had a great, it was the Seattle Super Bowl, I can't remember, one of them, where they really featured the staff. So like, that's, in some respects, that's really not that new, to feature the staff, to let Bill have those guys take the spotlight. But then to let them talk about their future and what they're going to do in five, you know, like, and especially with Josh's thing where he almost took the job, like, that's, that I haven't seen. I haven't seen that before. So they really went, they went full on for him last night in that thing.
I'm chuckling because I'm wondering, maybe it's as simple as the fact that he's the only one left. Like, everyone else bolted, for crying out loud. Maybe this is Bill's way of rewarding him for sticking around. And I'm joking. But I think it's even unique for you know, for someone to say, well, Bill's probably going to be around a long time more. Like, even that is stepping outside the lines down there.
Okay, so back to your thoughts on everything from today. Here's Max in the truck. He wants to weigh in on Antonio Brown. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? So Antonio Brown's, like, lost his mind. Mm-hmm. I just saw something on Twitter. He unfollowed Derek Carr and, like, the whole Raiders team. He threatened to punch his general manager in the face. And I'm seeing these reports that if he gets released, the Patriots might sign him. I don't want this guy. He's an absolute nut job. So, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay, thanks, Max. What reports?
And that's not reports. That's just scuttlebutt on Twitter. And
right, that's like, that's Twitter chatter,
yeah,
is what that is. So, but the Antonio Brown story, or, you know, the Oakland part of it, I'm starting to wonder if the Raiders baited him.
Fire him and go after his money.
No question.
Bail. Get
yeah,
out.
And that's what I mean. Like, they baited him. They know they can get out of the deal, you know, from the feet to the helmet to, you know, it was a pain in the ass to get him to show up. The third and the fifth, they'll lose, but they didn't pay much for him in that way anyway.
Okay, he got $30 million guaranteed. Have they actually paid it yet?
No, it's a $1 million signing bonus and then guaranteed salaries the next 2 years.
Oh, they never even wrote him the check?
No. Yeah,
they got to get out now.
No, well, that's a no-brainer then.
Well, so that's the thing.
So I thought is that they, you know, he already got the check for 30, so they'd have to go back and get it from him, which, you know, he spent it all or whatever. Like, that becomes really hard. If you've never written him the check yet, the $30 million still in your account? Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Well, and the other thing is that in theory, and I was reading this on Pro Football Talk, that if they, you know, were to suspend him for week one, the salary doesn't become guaranteed.
No brainer.
Because he's not on the roster in week one, so now they have an out.
And no
if
brainer.
If I'm them, that's what I do. I cut bait now. And this is why I say maybe Mayock baited him. Maybe, like, I heard Jim Louth, the producer of the Midday Show, say earlier today, what the hell's Mayock doing down on the field? And I'm thinking, well, he's the GM. Okay, he's allowed to go down there. But beyond that, maybe he baited him. Maybe they knew that that nut job would lose his mind, do something stupid. They'd suspend his ass and get out of it.
Do you think the Patriots would ever go after him?
No.
Yes.
If, I'll tell you, I mean, how much would it cost?
Well, of course. The
car, that's what it is. Sure. That's what it is.
Okay. But would they be? They were interested.
Because I've heard people talk about this. Well, they assume this guy. Guys, anytime they've taken a chance on the player, they got the contract right. They got the contract on their terms. So if it's a good deal, if it's a good deal, they'd sign Attila the Hun.
I'll tell you what, in this case, I don't think they would.
Okay, and so maybe there is an exception. Maybe Attila is quite, maybe they would stop at Attila. And maybe they would stop at Antonio Brown. Even with, you know, would they sign him for minimum salary plus per game incentives?
Sure. That's
the only way they would. And they might do it under those conditions.
Sure.
But even then, he might be too toxic even for them.
So look,
they were interested. No. Remember, Drew Rosenhaus said on some podcast that the Patriots were in on him when they were, they were trying to trade him.
So look, from a financial standpoint, they would do it. I just think that this guy, he hasn't even played a game with the Raiders. He hasn't even played a game. He shot his way out of Pittsburgh. He got what he wanted, which was a new contract. And then all of a sudden, now he can't bring himself to show up and play? The guy's a raging a-hole.
Do you want him, Murray?
At this point, yeah, I'd take him.
Oh, God.
No.
With this collection of crap they got at wide receiver, yeah, I'd take him and all the problems. The problem is, here's what I will remain convinced of until someone proves me otherwise.
Right now, without Antonio Brown, when I asked you the other day, what's your Super Bowl, what did you say to me?
Patriots-Eagles.
Okay, so if you already have him in the Super Bowl.
Mike, I'm only saying Patriots because I don't want to deal with all the nonsense.
That a boy. I get it. I understand that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Felger did it.
That being said, until someone proves me otherwise, or Brown proves me otherwise, I'm convinced he really ruined himself with that cryogenic nonsense with his feet, and he's too embarrassed to admit it, and he's screwed up, and he probably can't play for a while.
But you take him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Demaryius Thomas and a bunch of question marks, and Edelman with the bum hand, and he feels like an injury risk, at least according to Bedard. He's concerned about him. I don't like the wide receivers. It feels real thin. Yes, I would take Antonio Brown because he's talented.
When the Steelers were looking to move him, I said yes. Absolutely, I said yes. But now another log on the fire, so to speak?
No, 1,000 times no.
Yeah, and despite you, too. That's why I won.
Okay, so fine. He hasn't played a game.
That's the best reason to do it. There's no football reason to do it.
He's been there like 5 weeks, and he's already worn out his welcome.
But this is what I don't get.
He hasn't even been there 5 weeks because he didn't practice.
The Patriots people that want him, you've won 6 effing Super Bowls without the a-hole outside receiver. So if there's any team that doesn't need that guy, it's you. And you've proven it now over 2 straight decades. And when you did have the guy, you never won. And a little bit of bad luck there. I'm not necessarily blaming Randy Moss, but he did change you as a team. He changed you as a culture. You lost your soul, and it all ground to a halt to the point they had to trade his ass out of here. And that happened. That's a fact. Could you have won with him? Yeah, you could have. But you didn't, and I don't think that's a coincidence either, because you don't win with those guys. You don't need those guys. How many more championships you need to win without that flashy number one receiver before you realize you don't need that flashy number one receiver? I don't get it. Have you not paid attention?
No, I have. I'd still take him, though, because of the talent, and despite you.
Okay, just I get the spiting me part. But if you already have him in the Super Bowl and you do, Murray, then I don't know why you would need to add something like that. There was a tremendous risk there. Terms of your culture, because Randy Moss did ultimately, he was part of that 09 group that you totally lost your soul. I mean, saying it at the time, and then in hindsight, I've been proven right about that. I mean, you don't need that guy. You don't need him. But the number of fans go, wee, Antonio Brown. Like, why? What do you need? Is it better if your fantasy team has a Patriot on it? Is that it? Is that what you just?
Yeah, no, you don't have to sell me on that part of it. Now, I also think in a lot of ways he would fit their offense. I mean, he's a good possession guy, too. He can play all over the place. So he and Brady together, like, that would be something to watch. But he hasn't played a game in Oakland, and they're already ready to get rid of him.
Okay, the Do Your Job in America's game last night, your thoughts on that? Anything from the show? The main takeaway to me is the Josh McDaniels propaganda piece. Why? Why are the Patriots putting that out there? You want to weigh in Antonio Brown? You can weigh in Antonio Brown. There's something about those documentaries last night that bugged the crap out of me. I'll get to that next hour. We did a little Red Sox as well. You can weigh in on that. We'll just throw it open to your calls. Right after Murray's 90-second update, again, the very latest on Brown right here, and then it's right to you. Again, no spots.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.